We're up to a few Zayinim and now at the very top of the page. Charifei de Pumpadisa. The sharp people in Pumpadisa, and that's the children of Rechava, they said the following. Haktora mefagelas haktora. Even though they said that, you know, that they had a machlekes if during the kemitza you had in mind the yinid sharaim. And you didn't have it in mind when you did the Levina, whether, you know, it's a chatziv matin or that. But one haktara came in haktara, which means when you did the kemitza, you said that I'm going to roast the Levina on another time. So one matin was thinking about the other matin.
They're saying it's while burning the kemitz.
They said that, yeah, haktara. Didn't translate well. You're right. Haktara means that while you're burning the kemitz, you had in mind that you are going to burn the other matir the wrong time. it's a valid thing. Even though we have a rule that one matir cannot be mefagel another matir, over here, we're going to learn in the Gemara that is different because the kaimitz and the levain are sitting in the same keli from the beginning, so there's a connection between the two. So if you're doing the same activity, you thought about the other matir, it's affected. Vafilu the Rabban, and even according to Rabban Dami, who say, "Ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir." You know, if you only thought about one of the sheep or the two chalas, another sheep, you didn't. It's unpigal. Hani milech lechisha b'shirayim. It's only if you thought about what, let's say over here during the kemitza, you thought about I'm going to eat a leftover mincha at the wrong time. Ulavoyne b'milsa kaimer. But when you roasted the lavoyne, you didn't have those thoughts. That's called a chatzi matir. They say it doesn't cause any pigal. Avol hoch over here. The chisha b'olah b'levoyne. You're not thinking about the balance of the mincha. You are thinking about the levoyne itself. Is what? While you're roasting the kaimers, you're thinking about that you are going to eat the shirayin, the mincha. The rabbanu say there's no people here because it's only a chatzim matir. The other half of the matir, the levoyne. You didn't have those bad thoughts. But if you were not thinking about the balance of the mincha, you're thinking about what are you going to do with the other matir, and you thought you're going to roast the other matir the following day. It does impact in it. It's as if the entire matter is involved. One matter during the kmitza, bring the kmitza, you're thinking about a bad thought, and what you thought about the other matter, the levoina. So the full matter is involved. So it's not a chatzim matter anymore in this case. Omar Ozarova, Taka learns, I call this rule. It says, kol ha-kaimitz, if somebody does kmitza, or v'noisim b'kli, or you put it in the keli, or v'ha-meilich, or you're walking with it, or v'ha-makter, or you're roasting it. Lechol davish lag lechol. You had in mind that you're going to eat the shirayim the wrong time. Or lahakter davish lag lahakter. Or you had in mind that you're going to roast at the wrong time. Then whatever has to be roasted, chutz lemekayim. If it's out the wrong place, possible when bekaris. That's the kind of pigul. There's no kaddish involved. And chutz is man. If he had the wrong thoughts in mind, pigul the wrong dates in mind, pigul v'chayav no kaddish. My lav. He gave four examples. One of the examples, the last example, is a ketoris. And my lav and aktore dumi lahanach. Just like it says in the other ones, either you thought about the balance of the mincha, or you thought about that what you're going to roast on the mizbeach. So l'cheder, the very last cage was haktara, and you're doing the same thing. Either you're thinking about what's going to happen, the balance of the mincha when you need it, or the thing that requires roasting, which is the levoina. Malhana bein lecha bein lahakti, lav haktara bein lecha lahakti. So when you roasted the kaimith, you're thinking about not only the balance of the mincha, you're also thinking about the roasting of the levoina. So it's clear from here. That's not considered chatzim matir. So you might learn now. Hanach, the first three cases is bein lecha, bein lahakti haktara. The first three cases is whether you had in mind to eat the balance of the mincha, or whether you had in mind you're going to roast. Lechol in haktara. When it comes to the last case of haktara, is lechol in lahaktara. It's only for eating, but not for roasting, because since there's another matir involved in this stage here. So even though you thought about the other matir, the fact is it's still considered chatzim matir. Maybe so. Your raya is not necessarily raya. Yosef Rav Menashe by God came to Abaye. Rav Menashe, the son of God, said before Abaye, but Yosef came and he sat there, Mashveh lechinim echizah. Ein haktara mefagel. They argue with the Charifei de Pumpadisa, and they hold that if you were thinking during the roasting of the kaimitz that you are going to roast the levoina, it's only chatzim matir, it's not effective. Afilu Rameir omer mefagel chatzim matir, and even Rameir who learned before previously that you do say mefagel mechatzim matir hani milehecha dechisha b'bushirayim. If you, it's faket, he dafke, while you did the kemitza, you thought about the balance, because the kemitza came from the balance. The kemitza matir did who? What's the matir of the The kaimitz is the matter of the shiraim, and therefore he says that the half matter is effective. Abul hocha, the kaimitz matter levainu. There's no connection between the kaimitz and levainu. Levainu doesn't need the kaimitz to be matter levainu. We learned before it doesn't make a difference which order you do it. Le matzim afagale. How can the kaimitz have an impact on the levainu? Omale Abai says Oni Mashmei the Rav. This is what you Rav Chizah is saying. Rav Menashe is the name of Rav Chizah. Is that in the name of Rav? Omale In yes. It Menam Vitak actually learned. Omar Rav Chizah. Omar Rav. Chizah Mei Rav. Ein Aktore Mefagel Aktore. One Aktore cannot be and cannot impact another Aktore. We learned in a Mishnah. You shechted one of the sheep. Lechol mimenu lemocha. To eat from that sheep. This is the end of the Mishnah we just learned yesterday. You shechted one of the sheep in order to eat from that sheep tomorrow. Who pigle? So that one is pigle. The chaveda kosher. The other one is kosher. If you had in mind you shechted one sheep that you can eat the other sheep or you can, the following day, there's no impact and everything is kosher. Shneim kshedim. My timer, what's the reason? Lav mishum the kivin the lav mate the dayu. The first sheep has no impact on the second sheep. Therefore, lematzim afagli, kan mefagl. In that case, the same, then I would agree that if while you're burning the scoop, you're having in mind that you're going to burn the levain at the wrong time, since the levain doesn't need the kaimis to enable it, so therefore it has no direct link to it. So this is a rarai to Rav Chizda against the khalif of the Pupadisa. No rye from there. Why no rye from there? Over there, there's no connection between the two sheep because they're not inside the same keli. So how can one sheep's kavana affect the other one? Over here, since they're both all in the same keli, you place the mincha and you place them the levoina all in the same keli. There's a direct link between the kaimitz and the levoina. So maybe over here, Taka, if you had the wrong thought in mind during the kaimitz, it affects the levoina. If while the claimant you had in mind something about the Levoina, it's considered pigul. Amar Rav Namnuna. A little bit hard to understand this part here, but Rav Namnuna said, Ha Milsa, this very discussion of or the following din is evilly Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina taught me and I absorbed it, and he gave it to me, Gishmak in it, Vitekilili, and I weigh it, and it's equal to me. Kekula Talmudoi, this particular forthcoming halach is equal to me like everything I ever learned. And the halacha that follows. Hektir kaimitz, if you roasted the scoop, and you had in mind lahaktir levoina, and you had in mind to be maktir the levoina, lechol shiraim lemachar, in order to eat the shiraim tomorrow, pigol. So if you were maktir the kaimitz, and you maktir the kaimitz to be maktir the levoina, in order to eat the shiraim. So, in other words, when you were makti the kaimitz, you had a mind that you're going to be makti the levoina at the wrong time. And then you also had a mind that you're going to eat the shiraim also at the wrong time. The din is it's impacted and it's pigul. So you might have, but you see, you had two things there. This is not just like we had before, you know, you had a mind during the ketores of the kaimitz that you're going to do the levoina at the wrong time. Or you had a mind during the roasting ketores, you're going to eat the thing. Here you had a mind everything that you are going to do the levoina at the wrong time and you can eat the shiraim at the wrong time. This halacha to me is worth equal to everything I ever learned. You need to understand, which I don't exactly why this particular halacha is equal to everything he learned. Maybe he says something on the bottom in our scroll. Why punk this halacha is equal to everything he learned? Yeah, I'm saying why. Why punk this halacha more than anything else? Okay, it has to be a good reason. Yeah. Says in my right, my kamashma. So why do you have to have all these three things? What's your idea? What's the purpose of this halacha? Is he trying to tell you that if you have a thought during the kmitza, the roasting of the kmitza about the levoin, and that's the chiddush, we follow Khalifa the Pupadisa, that does have an impact. Why talk about the shiraim at all? It's already pigle just by thinking that you are going to roast the levoin at the wrong time. If he's trying to tell you, all he's talking about is the shiraim, I tell you, that even the only time you had a thought was by roasting the kaimitz, and you thought about the shiraim, and it's only half a matzah because you also need the levoina, and you're coming to tell me that it impacts it. Chatzi Matin impacted. Lame, how you can go in Lechot Shirayin Lamacher? Why mention the Levoina? And he eat Havayu. If you try to say both things, that both dinim, Lame, let him say, Hikti Kaimit, La Other, La Hakti Levoina, the Lechot Shirayin Lamacher. Let him say, if he would have said the word I just said, hikta kaimitz, then you learn both dinim, either lehaktik levoina or hikta kaimitz lechol shrayim, and then he teaches both dinim. That one that is not a half, that a half a matir impacts, and that one half a matir can impact another half a matir according to the same keli. But the wording he has right now sounds like you had, you know, say a bad foot by the kaimitz, say a bad foot by the levoina, and the shrayim should be impacted. So what's going on? So he holds ein haktorim mefagel hold like chizde, that one haktorim cannot be mefagel another haktorim, and the ein mefagel mechatzim matir. Faked, he holds doesn't work. Love us, but over here because he had the same thought through all the way through, that's why it works. Vashayni hochad the pashtule machshava bekula. You had the bad thought by the first half of matir when you roasted the kaimitz. You had the same bad thought, which is about eating the leftovers during the second half of matir, which is roasting the levoina. They combine, and since the machshava pervaded all the activities of this particular mincha, it's effective. It's effective. That's why. So some another this idea that machshava can have such a big impact is what really got him very excited. You have to just work out what exactly is it.
The question is, can this be applied elsewhere in other circumstances?
Yeah, like I said, but where else do you have such a case?
Exactly.
Yeah. Tani Tani Kamei Yitzchak Bar Abba. Tani learned before Rabbi Yosef. They learned before Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. Hektir Kaimiz. If somebody wrote to the Kaimiz, Lechol Shirayim, in order to Shirayim, Ledivrei HaKapigol. Now, remember, if you did the Kaimiz, if you roasted the Kaimiz, it's only a half a matir. It's not if you did the Kaimiz. If you did the Kaimiz at that time, that's the full matir. But if you roasted the Kaimiz, you have to roast something else as well. You have to roast the Levoina. It's a Chatzi Matir. That's the Machlekes of Meir Chachamim. Rameh holds it's valid, but Abchom holds it isn't. And you said, you HaKapigol. What about Paul Nivligger? What are you talking about? It's a Machlekes. According to Rabbanan, you can't even fag a Chatzi Matir. Ella Eimel, the Divya HaKapostel. Because everybody, even the Rabbanan who say that you cannot be even fag a Chatzi Matir, agree, you're not allowed to eat from it, it's possible. So Valema, why do you have to change the word pigul to pasul? If you're already changing, why don't you just say hareze pigul v'rameili? Don't take out the word divrei hakel and say that it's pigul like you originally said, but this follows rameir. Simple as that. Says the Gemara, tana divrei hakel asnuye pigul b'pasul mechvle hareze hakel mechvle. Divrei hakel, it says to say that he said divrei hakel, he meant rameir. That is very far fetched, but to say pigul and he meant pasul, that's quite possible. Such a mistake is possible. Hadn halacha kaimitz is a mincha. Okay, we're up to the next pedik. Because the two rabbis, yeah.
Yeah, no, but here they say kaimitz zutah.
Yeah, okay.
And then the next pedik they call a kaimitz rabbi, but this one they don't call a kaimitz zutah.
Yeah, okay, good. A kaimitz is a mincha. It says in the Mishnah, if somebody's kaimitz, and as Moshe just pointed out, actually hakaimitz rabba, this is the big hakaimitz. Hakaimitz is a mincha. In 10 blocks, we start talking tefillin and all that. We don't have it. Oh. Hopefully, we have it. I'm not sure. There's another one. Is there a second menachas there?
No.
It's in a shul, maybe. Don't have it, okay. Okay, says the Mishnah, if somebody does kmitzah by mincha and he had a mind, lechel, to eat the part of the mincha that's meant to be eaten by the kohenim, that's called kmitzah we had before. What about he had a mind, lechel, dovah, she'ein, da'akir, lechel? What about he had a mind to eat something which is not the normal to eat? In other words, he had a mind the roasting on the mezbech of the levoina, or let's say he had a mind that he's going to roast the shirayim of the mincha. He had a mind to eat the levoina, or he had a mind to eat the kmitza. He had a mind to eat the kmitza at the wrong time. But you don't eat kmitza, so therefore it's a wrong thought. It's not a pickle to your thought. It's a wrong thought. Well, you had a mind you're going to roast the balance of the mincha, which on the mezbech, which doesn't belong in the mezbech. And you had a mind you're the wrong time. Kosher. There's no pickle there, because these are not the right activities. So it's nothing. Rabbeleze, Paisel, he holds that even though you had the wrong thought of mind, you took Achilles Adam and you transferred it to the Mizbeach, you took Achilles Mizbeach, transferred Adam, it's still considered pigul. Okay, then the Mishnah continues. What about Dovah Shadaka Lechol? You had in mind something that normally to eat, let's say, the Shadayim. Ulahak to Dovah Shadaka Lechol and the Koimitz, which you have to roast, you had in mind. But Pachas Mekazayis, less than a Kazayis, kosher, because you have to have a Shira Kazayis. And even though you had each one a half a Kazayis, they don't combine. Two different activities. Achilles Adam, Achilles Bey, don't combine. What about lechol kechatzizayis ulahak kechatzayis kosher to eat a half a zayis kosher shein dachil k'dom tzav? They don't combine at all. They don't combine. In other words, even the chiddush here is, we've already had this before. Chiddush Kodesh Belezer says that if you had in mind to eat the kaimer, so you had in mind to roast. He said before that it's possible. It's not awesome how to eat it, but it's possible because the Rabbanu agrees it. So you'd have thought of going to him. No, so if you had in mind the right things, but half a kazayis here, half a kazayis, surely you should possible. Kamash, no, you don't. Says the Gemara, in my time, Rabbi Lezer, what's Rabbi Lezer's for? Oh, my cousin, Pasik, we may ochel ye ochel. So right now we bring a Pasik from the Taida. It says, hey, ochel ye ochel, says twice. Mipsa zevach shlama, from the boss of the zevach shlama. What's the two achilles? Bishte achilles, nabe, the two kinds of achilles. There's two consumptions. The consumption by a coin, consumption was beyach, echel achilles, adam, echel was beyach. Lemlach, what's the Taida telling you? Kishem shemechashim achilles, adam, just like if you thought during the commitment, if I eat the balance of the milk, what's going to happen? Kach mechashim achilles, beyach. If you thought during the kmitza, that which belongs to the Mizbeach, and I'm going to eat the kmitza which belongs to the Mizbeach, is also pigul. The same thing applies first, whether it's a kohen's consumption or whether it's a consumption of the Mizbeach. And then we continue. Just like we just said right now, if you thought during the kmitza about the activity of the person, or you thought during the haktorah about the activity of the Mizbeach, Kach mechashvim me'achilas adam le'mizbech u'machilas mizbech le'adam. You can transfer the kaimitz which belongs to the mizbech. You thought about your consumption, or the levain which is or the kaimitz or the shirai which is meant to be eaten. You thought about it being on the mizbech. It also is considered pigul. My time in medavkin achmalakter losh nachila, because we find that the Teide uses the word achila by both. So we see that both achilas are affected. But abon, what do they do with this pasuk? Why does the Torah use the word achila when talking about the mizbeach? The loishna, we don't care. Ki mechashiv b'loshan achila mizbeach. No, the Rabban holds definitely not. The Rabban holds that if you thought that you're going to eat that which belongs to the mizbeach, there's no pigul here. So why does the Torah use here achil yachil the word achila, which is the chayde human consumption, to tell you that if you thought about the mizbeach and in your mind you use words, okay, actually you have to express it, and you said the word achila. Instead of using the word haktorah, you said the word achila. That's good enough. It's considered. He said that the koimitz that has to burn, but you use the word torah. Use the word the koimitz that will be eaten by the mizbeach. I will do it tomorrow. It's pigul. That's achila. How do you know that eaten is the right word? That's what it says. Yochel yochel. Kimechashe v'loshen achila mizbeach. V'loshen kimechashe v'loshen torah mizbeach. Makes no difference if you use the word achila. Use the, word, the same thing. Or inami. Or another pshat here. Another reason why Tosfos says Ochel Yochel, not for the reason that you said that if I thought about something which belongs to the bed and I'm going to eat it in the wrong time, it's pigul. But vas ma achila bekezayis, just like whenever the Tosfos said the word achila, we know that it's a minimum kezayis. Af haktora bekezayis. So we know that whenever it says haktora, it also means a kezayis. Ula oila machila the urcha mashma, but it definitely means a normal way of eating. Either if it belongs to for a kohen, you have to think about when the kohen is going to eat it. If it belongs to the bech, think about when the bech is going to eat it. Yeah. Says the Gemara, but Rabbi Elazar, how does he know that? Since he's using the word yachol yachol to teach you that you can combine or you can transfer achil of adam as bech and so on as pigul. Im kein lichmon im yachol yachol. If it's only teach what I'm teaching, say the word achil twice. Or inami him yachol yachol. My hey achil ye achil. Why do we change the word around hey achil yachol? Teach you another din. Shama v'nei tati. Teach you actually three din about a kazayis and about. The word achila is suitable for Titus, and my din over here that if you thought about eating that which belongs to mizbeach, or you thought about the mizbeach will burn that which belongs to eating, it's also pigul. So you tell me it's from a pasuk. If so, if it's a pasuk, then kodesh not milchay. It's mamish pigul. What do you tell me? Pasuk means it's in the rabbanon. And yet, according to you, you learn that from a pasuk. He may ochel yachol. What does that tell you? This is a classical case of pigul, which you get if somebody eats it, you get kodesh. You yourself told me in the name of Rabbi Yechon that my Rabbi Loza is not a kaddish. That there is no kaddish over here. Amalei, he said to him, Tanai, he, a libra lez, actually, machlekes Tanai, according to Rabbi Loza, what's the outcome? Is awesome out there and get kaddish or not? A libra Rabbi Loza. Equal amount of one man who says, psula de raisa. There's one man drummer that says possible that I say, and therefore you get kaddish. Big man drummer, absolute rabbanon. And one man drummer say that's possible mid rabbanon. That's only possible rabbanon. And one says it's possible rabbanon. So the Gemara. The Tanya, where do we find this machlech tanoim? We learned hashoichet es hazevach. If somebody shechs a korban, a behemah, but what did you think? You thought instead of spraying, what's pigle? I'm going to spray the blood tomorrow. Here you thought I'm going to drink the blood tomorrow. The wrong activity. Who holds that is bechal a case of pigle? Rabbi Lezer. So I said hashoichet hazevach lishtes medamel lemacher. Now the dam belongs to who? To the mizbeach. And I thought, I'll eat it, I'll drink it tomorrow. So you move from his bech to chilas adam. So the man of Sula, Lishav Dome, the mocher. It's also, you get a second of it. You're right. Yeah.
Isn't there something rather
that's talking about that
it's
got a
things that are edible?
That's a machlegi, yeah, that's a chachamim, but Rabbi Lezer holds no. We said, Dovish Lechel, Dovish Dakel, yeah. For sure, but this is Rabbi Lezer. So actually, this is the proof. We're talking about Rabbi Lezer now. Or you had in mind, you're going to roast on the mizbeach the flesh, the meat, which actually belongs to the kohen. You're going to eat from the fat which belongs to the mizbeach, eat it tomorrow. In all of these cases, kosher is kosher. That's chachamol. Why? Because it's the wrong thought. It's not achilas adam, not achilas mizbeach. Rabbi Lezer apostles. So this Tana clearly says a proposal. Then he continues, what about you had in mind, you shechted the animal, you had in mind, I'm not going to spray the blood tomorrow to Mizbech, I'm going to leave the blood till tomorrow. L'haniach medomei l'machar. I'm not going to do anything with it. No, I'm not going to drink it. I'm not going to spray it. I'm not going to let it sit in the cavey for tomorrow. Is Rabbi Yehuda holds, this is Rabbi Yehuda now. Rabbi Yehuda holds possible. And Omer Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yehuda's puzzle, Amr Rabbi Lezer, Abazur Rabbi Lezer puzzle. And Rabbi Lezer said that Rabbi Lezer also agrees in this case, even though you didn't say, I'll drink it, just to leave it, it's also puzzle. And the Chachamim hold that as kosher. Now let's figure out who this Rabbi Yehuda is. Rabbi Yehuda lead a man. Who's Rabbi Yehuda going to? If the Rabbanan will say that what? That if you had in mind Achilles, a thing that belonged to a person, you had in mind belongs to his Bech. And yet there's no pigle. If you had in mind do nothing, how can there be pigle? You thought over there about eating, but you thought the mizbech will eat it. Yet mechashir rabbanon, rabbanon said that is kosher. Hocha like koshkin. Here you didn't think about eating at all. You just thought you're going to leave it there. Of course, there's no pigle there. What's going on? Must be a little bit ablaza. Ablaza holds that you can swap from mizbech to adam mizbech. And he's saying if you had in mind just to liniach, it's also possible. But Omer Rabbi Lozer said that Abazur Rabbi Lezer Poisu Lecha Machshirim. So Rabbi Lozer, another time, comes along and says that Rabbi Dama Amoida, or could be Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. Or Rabbi Lozer comes along and says that also over here, Rabbi Lezer Poisu and the Chachama Machshir. No, if Rabbi Yehuda is saying the same thing, then what's Rabbi Yehuda saying different than Rabbi Lezer? But Rabbi Lezer, Hanya Rabbi Yehuda, no, this is Rabbi Lezer the Tana, because it says Machlek is Tanoim. Machlek, you know how Rabbi Yehuda understood Rabbi Yehuda and how Rabbi Lezer understood Rabbi Yehuda. Hanya Rabbi Yehuda, El Alav, Kodosik Benayu, how far we go? Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Lehaniyah, Psul Ba'alma. Rabbi Yehuda understood Rabbi Yaisi holds that it's mamish achiv the rice. If you thought about a thing that meant for human consumption, it's mamish kodesh the rice. And the chiddush here is, but when it comes to just leaving the blood for tomorrow, that's only the rabbanon. It's only possible. But also Rabbi Lozer lemem, and Rabbi Lozer says, what's he arguing? I hold sai in this case, whether you want to leave it till tomorrow. Even when you say the mizbech should eat something that belongs to the mizbech. In both cases, only the rabbanon, gzeida. So that's the machlekes tonight. What Rabbi Lozer actually holds? Says Gemara. So when I Rabbi Yechon paskind that Rabbi Yisi, what Rabbi Yisi holds? I Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yisi has made the only kaddis. I'm following the Tana that says, which is Rabbi Lozer, that he doesn't get kaddis. And this will explain before that we learn from Pesukim follows the Tana Yehuda, holds that you do get kaddish. That's why you live in Pasim Machu Yachu. So the Gemara line up. Kuli Alma, everyone agrees that kaddish leka. There's definitely no kaddish if he did the kmitza and he thought that he's going to eat the kmitza. There's definitely no kaddish here. Even according to Rabbi Yosi. Rocha gimel machlekes bedavar. The three machlekes in him. And what are they? Tanakama, the Tanakama, and the two opinions in the Rabbi Yosi. Tanakama or Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. Tanakama hold Bahanar pli. Tanakama holds that only in the normal case they argue where you thought about eating the kaimids, or you thought about roasting the shirayim and so on, in the wrong places. But the whole reason we're geyser because at the end of the day somebody eats it, so it's similar to each other. But if you do nothing, if you're leaving the blood and doing nothing with it, everyone knows it's kosher. Because you're not thinking, the Torah only asks a pigle if he had a thought about eating or drinking. And the only question is the wrong eating and the wrong drinking. But he had no thought of eating or drinking. What do you think? I'm going to leave the blood till tomorrow. How does it come to pigle? So there's no problem whatsoever. And therefore, and we're not going to be geyser, they're leaving there because of, he might. Eat it. Yeah, but pigle is that you're going to spray it or eat it the wrong time. Here you're thinking about, stam is going to sit there. That's pachal does come under the gedder of pigle, so then I mean geizers. It's too far removed. That's the okay.
You said it's part of the behemoth that's nicer, the blood?
Yeah, yes, it is. But this is what you had in mind. You didn't do it. Remember, you're talking about pigle. But Rabbi Yehuda, if you did this, a separate issue. Rabbi Yehuda holds that no. Rabbi Yehuda holds that faket. When do the chum hold it? No problem. Bahanar pli. They only argue here. You thought about drinking the blood, for example, which is totally, nobody drinks the blood, therefore they hold it no issa. But everyone holds that if you thought you leave the blood, it's possible. Now why? Because my time, Gzeda, Mixa Dummy, Ata Kol Dummy. We are worried. If you would have left the entire blood there till tomorrow, you'd be even Isser of Nyser. And therefore, if you have your even Isser of Nyser, now that you thought you're going to leave some of the blood there tomorrow, we're Gzeda, Mixa Dummy, Ata Kol Dummy. Maybe you're not going to leave the whole blood there. So therefore, it makes sense to make a Gzeda. But to make a Gzeda, you might drink the blood. That's too far. The whole dummy with the rice, and had you left it be pasul the rice, it makes sense. The rabbanon makes zayda. If you had a mind to leave part of it, it's aser. Remember, the whole thing is only aser the rabbanon. So the rabbanon, even though it's not really a normal case of pigle, but the rabbanon will go easy because if you leave the tak of the blood, it will be obvious and nicer. So we will go easy. The time you learned, I'm the Buddha. E atem maiden, aren't you maiden to me? She menichol the mocher she pasul. So chishem the gemara not pasul. So is it clear? What's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda's svar is it's a zayda the rabbanon. He's only arguing in this case over here. In the case over here where you said Lahaniach and the Rabbanan were Geizer, and he says that even the Rabbanan who argue that you thought about drinking the blood, there's no pigle, they would be Meider. It's not Rabbi Yosi. I'm not talking about Rabbi Yosi. I'm talking about Rabbanan. The Rabbanan would be Meider if you had a mind to leave the blood, some of the blood till tomorrow. We're going to be Geizer because if you take leave the blood tomorrow, especially leave the whole blood, you'll be Oyver Yisa Naisa the Raisa. So the Rabbanan were Geizer. But also Rabbi Lazar comes and says, Abazu. And so, no, we're not talking about Rabbi Yehuda. There's no Rabbi Yehuda at all. There's an argument of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lozer. Comes along and Rabbi Lozer says, Abazu, Rabbi Lezer, over here also. I mean Rabbi Lezer, sorry, listen on Mishnah. Abazu, Rabbi Lezer, Paisel, even here, Rabbi Lezer, Paisel, Rachamach Shirin. So he says, yeah. So that the Tanakhama hold, everyone agrees, including Rabbi Lezer, that if you say you're going to leave it, there's no problem whatsoever. Rabbi Yehuda says everyone agrees that's a problem. The Tanakhama holds that even though now Mishra Rabbi Lezer argues and says that if you're going to, think about the wrong thoughts, eating and drinking the wrong thing, Rabbi Lezer says that, but not in the case of Laniach. In the case of Laniach, everyone agrees there's no pigle. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, for cat. In the case of Laniach, even the Chachamim who hold that if you're going to drink the blood is not a problem, but over here, since if you leave the blood, it's nicer, it's awesome. Comes along Rabbi Lezer and says, no, they still maintain the machlekes. Comes along Rabbi Lezer and he says, Av Bazu, Rabbi Lezer, Paisachon Shin. No, the same machlekes they had if you drink the blood, or the same machlekes he had in this case over here if you say you're going to leave the blood. The same machlekes here continues. It was, okay, we'll stop right here and continue.